Your Bibles and turn to Psalm 51, Psalm chapter 51. We're going to look at a message entitled Examining Revival, Examining Revival. As you're turning, true story, on July 1st, 2008, in less than 30 seconds, Heidi Kuté's 10-month-old son silently slipped under 6 inches of bath water. Zayton had gotten out of his safety bath seat, and when Heidi went to go get a towel and came back, the baby was submerged. Her husband grabbed little Zayton, quickly pulled him out of the water. His lips were blue. He wasn't breathing. And I'll finish that story at the end of this message. Revival is a turning back to God. Revival is an about face spiritually. And revival is something that we all need to some extent or another. We'll get into the message and I think we'll see that we shouldn't need it, but we do. Psalm 51, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar." This chapter, of course, was written, it's David's heart, after his wicked sin of adultery with Bathsheba. And I want to draw you back to verse number 10, and I want to look at one word for a moment. Do you see that word renew in verse number 10? Renew. That's revival. It's a one-word definition for revival. Renew. Let's pray. We'll look at the passage and get started. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you that you've made provision in it to show us how to be restored, renewed, refreshed. Lord, I pray that you would help me as I preach. I pray that I could convey the burden on my heart. And I pray that you'd use it for some student today. And Lord, I pray that we could go forth from here with a better understanding of revival and with a greater hunger for it. And Lord, we pray that you would be honored and glorified in this place. That no man, that Lord, no one, no thing would get the glory beside you. And we pray this in your precious name. Amen. Could you imagine being a soldier at battle? You know, you're putting yourself on the front line. You're willing to give your life for your country and your king. And another man, you guys, is taking unholy liberties with your wife. And not just a man, but the king that you love. What I'm trying to say is David hit rock bottom in his Christian experience. And we've been there. We know what that's like to be in a spiritual state of rock bottom. Could this be the same David? It doesn't even seem like the same guy. It doesn't seem like that sweet psalmist of Israel. It doesn't seem like that one that defended his nation against Goliath. A man that was truly, what we would say, on fire for God. He's not even recognizable as the same man. He doesn't look like the real David, who is a man after God's own heart.
Thank you.